Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Up the Poshcast. This week, it's the first in the installment of the women's series that we're going to be doing this season. I was joined by Lods and Jake Paul, the women's first team manager. In this episode, we've discussed Jake's background in coaching. We discussed last season and what he learned from that and what the team have learned from that. We discussed Sunday's 4-1 win against Notts County, the expectations for this season. We also discussed this Sunday's first home game against Lincoln United down at Pimms Park. Hopefully we'll see as many of you as possible down there. But before that, sit back, relax and enjoy this latest episode. Evening, Jake. It's the Sunday after the first Women's League game. Thank you for joining us. How are you, first and foremost?
No, thanks for having me. Yeah, really good. Obviously started the season off really well, which always helps. But yeah, all good. Thank you.
Wicked. Now, just to sort of deep dive into you, just to know who you are, obviously you're the women's manager, the first team coach. What's your coaching background like in football as a whole?
Yep. So I came out of university. Kind of worked in education for 5-6 years and then worked at Leicester City first in the women's academy for a year and then went in as a first team coach with the women's first team in the women's championship in its infancy. Spent 2 years there and then I'm full-time as head of women's football at the University of Nottingham, which I still do now. I've been there for 5 years. Alongside that, 2 years ago, I was at Huddersfield Town as assistant manager, which was in Tier 3, so division above what we're in now, before taking the role at Peterborough at the start of last season. So, 6-7 years in women's football. Only really worked in women's football, to be honest, as well. This is where we are.
When you went to uni, Jake, did you plan to work in women's football, or was the aim to work in men's football and it just sort of fell that you went into women's football?
Interesting one. I actually did a placement, so a kind of a performance analysis placement at university, and we worked at Blackburn Rovers, what's called the RTC at the time, which is the Girls Academy. So I dipped into women's football a little bit, kind of 18, 19, just by chance, on a bit of a placement. But no, had no real kind of intention of only working in women's football. I've been a fan and been around football my whole life, so working in any format of football was certainly kind of the aim, and the job opportunity came at Leicester, and I guess I'm quite fortunate. I've started my career over the past 7-8 years now in a time where the women's game has gone from a very much an amateur game to one in which there's now opportunities both for players and for staff and coaches like myself to work in the game full time. So I guess good timing a little bit as well, but certainly an openness to work across any aspect of the game.
Yeah, Jake, that's an interesting one that you mentioned, that obviously the growth of the women's game over the sort of last 5 years, definitely after the women won the Euros for the first time. I think what's important is that for me is that people take the game for what it is and stop trying to compare it. Where do you see the Posh women's team in sort of the next 2 or 3 years, let's say?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, I completely agree. And I think the comparisons at times are a frustration. You don't see that across other sports. You don't see a female tennis player being compared with a male counterpart or a sprinter. And I think it's important that we see it as a different game, a different sport with the same set of rules. But here at Posh, obviously, we're ambitious in what we want to achieve, and that started a couple of years ago, and the club has grown through the levels over the past 6-7 years now, and we don't hide our ambition that we want to go further. If you look at the league above now, so the National Premier Division, it's a league in which there's full-time teams, and there's certainly aspiration that we can get to a stage where the players can be contracted and even better as a professional. And kind of working full time at the club and as a footballer, and obviously for the staff as well. And we're not a million miles off that. Obviously, we need to get promotion first before we can start to think about those things. And and the support from the club is great. And obviously that will continue to grow as we get to a position where we're competing alongside those professional teams as well.
Posh's hierarchy have said before that they like all their teams to play the same way, which is obviously like fast attacking football. And you can see that we play the same way with Posh women. How much involvement do they have sort of like on a week-to-week basis with the coaching side of things and you and your staff? Do they ever sort of get involved like the men's team or anything like that?
No, not really. So we get good support from Dan Robinson, the academy manager. But it's not really in terms of on the pitch support. We are our own team and our own club as well to an extent as a women's program. And obviously we've got the women's academy that sits underneath the women's first team. But no, there's not too much in terms of support or involvement from the men's side in that capacity. Similar to the men's side of the football club, we've got a strong history in the last couple of years of developing some really good young players, and there's a really good pathway underneath the first team with, as I say, the girls' academy, the girls' scholarship program as well as part of the foundation, which we've seen success from. And it's certainly my style of football is probably quite similar to, again, as you said, traditionally what the football club has built itself around. And with young, talented players like we've seen today, that's certainly something that we want to encourage. But there's not so much involvement to as direction to that.
Jake, obviously with the progression last season, we saw lots of the youth team and the youth players come through. Do you find it harder knowing that there's no like real commitment? Do you find it harder to keep hold of some of those players because of the fact that sometimes they are so good, if that makes sense?
Yeah, a little bit. You're right. Obviously, we can't contract the players at this point to a part where we can keep hold of them. But I think as well, we've got an obligation. And again, similar to what you see across the men's side, where if players are successful that come in from either our youth setup or from other areas, other clubs, that if they're thriving and they're ready to step up, and if that's not with us, then we have that kind of moral duty, I guess, to support them with that as well. But I think the main thing that we try and do, and I think we've got some really clear examples of that this season, of players that are certainly good enough to go and play in the league above, and that includes some of the senior players as well as the younger players. But if we can create an environment and a football club that the players want to be a part of, and something we've spoken with some of those young players about is we want them to go on that journey with us. And we've got the aspiration to do that. And if we can take them there, then I think that's even better. But we're also very aware that there's players that will play higher, but we obviously want that to be with us in the near future.
How challenging is it to work with such a big squad that's just absolutely stacked with good players? I was saying to Ashley today, like, you look at how strong the bench was today, you look at some of the players that aren't in the squad for injury or for whatever reason. How, like, do you have a strongest 11 in your mind that you try and work towards? Do you do a full rotation? Is it just purely based on form?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, and it's almost fell upon us by chance that we've for both seasons now we've had big squads. And I think firstly that's a real positive that we have that kind of pull and attraction, that players want to come here and even more importantly stay here. You're right, last year we had a number of players who we talked about all the time that were more than capable of going and starting at any other team in that division. I think firstly that was a real plus that they knew that there was opportunity, and I think something that in the first half of the season we saw a lot of success with was those players coming on off the bench and having a real impact. We scored lots of late goals. There was subs that had a really important part in that as well. But again, I think it comes down to creating a really positive and happy and good environment that players want to be a part of. As you say, we can't tie them down. So if players aren't satisfied with the minutes, then they're obviously free to go. But I think if we can create an environment where players want to be and players want to be a part of, but also offer that competition, that there's an opportunity that all players can earn the right to play in the team. I think back to your question in terms of a starting 11, that that's something we've talked about a lot in pre-season. And last year we probably rotated a little more, and we tried to keep players a little bit happier. But again, we've got the squad that we're able to do that. I think this year we're in a position where we've put the challenge out to the players to go and earn a shirt and then keep it. And once they've got that shirt, that somebody's got to go and take it off them. And I think if we can create that competition where there's players that are chomping at the bit to get in the team, but equally we've got players who are, like today, I think there's some really good individual performances. And if they can keep players out of the team, then that's the way it is. That's football.
Jake, last season, obviously, Loughborough, it felt like they were going to run away with it. I've just checked back to the league table. It was only 9 points that Posh sort of finished behind Loughborough, and then obviously the single point just behind Northampton. What sort of lessons do you think that you learned from last season to take into this season?
Yeah, I think firstly with Loughborough, I think that what was really admirable was the consistency. I think anyone who was at either of the games that we played against them, firstly, we were the only team they didn't beat. And both of those games were really evenly contested games. And I think, firstly, the frustration was that could have been us. We knew that we had the squad to be that team. But I think it was the consistency. And I guess there was a small spell around December time, and then we lost one in January. The only three defeats that we had all season were in a really short period of time. And I think it's around that consistency and making sure that we're ready for every game, because we know that we're one of the top teams in this league, and we've got a bit of a target on our back because of that. So again, Notts County last season was a prime example of that, where if we don't show up, if we don't turn up, then we're going to make things difficult for ourselves. And that consistency is going to be really important this year, and understanding that each game's just as big as the last one.
Yeah, and I won't expect you and put you under the collar, but I think that there's an expectation that we should win the league this season. Do the team and the management sort of want to pull that in the right direction without laying on that pressure? We've discussed with Sam last week as well, saying we don't want to single out individuals. We would rather talk about them as a team. Is that sort of the same thing that you're going for, is that we do win as a team, we lose as a team that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And when you talk about kind of expectation, of course, we don't want to put an expectation on the players, but we do have standards that we want to hit. And we know that the standards of this group of players are capable of winning any game in this league. And that means that we're capable of winning this league. And we know the standards that we want to be at are that of the champions of this division. And we don't hide away from that. And we don't hide away from that with the players either. I think generally in terms of the standards and expectations on the players, it's a group standards, and something that we've really tried to enforce this year is we want the players to really drive that themselves as well. And I think if you look at any successful team or organisation, then it's driven from within. The standards are driven from within the group. We want that pressure. We think it's a good pressure, and a good pressure to put on the group. But one that if we didn't feel we were capable of, I don't think we would discuss.
Jake, today we went in at half-time 1-0 down. We did have a few chances, but perhaps wasn't the same performance that you would expect from them for this season. What did you say to them at half-time that made them come out and just immediately equalise and then go on to score another three goals after?
We kept it quite calm, actually, and we wanted to make sure the players felt that we were going to have chances. We've seen it in the past. We know teams are going to set up and try and frustrate us. They sat in a really organised mid-block, and they did the exact same last year. And it's sometimes on those pitches, the 3G pitches, that they're quite small. They're a bit smaller than maybe some of the grass pitches. It's quite compact. The ball runs on differently as well. So maybe the spaces in behind aren't quite as easy to exploit, and they have lots of bodies in the middle of the pitch. So we knew they were going to frustrate us. We worked on that all week and being patient. And actually, I thought we were really patient in the first half. And like you say, we got into the box a number of times. Lauren Wilshaw did really well down the left and probably got to the corner of the six-yard box three or four times. And we had a couple of scraps in the box where the ball's bouncing around the goalkeeper and we couldn't quite get the final touch. But we felt we were still doing the right things. And I think bar maybe there, a couple of set pieces and obviously that counter-attack, which is just a bit... It's something that we were frustrated with because we've worked on it a lot. But then obviously to get the little bounce that puts the forward in behind perfectly, it was, we felt there was a bit of luck and fortune involved in that as well. So we weren't too concerned, and we knew that if we kept going and kept being patient on the ball, then they tire. And unfortunately, getting that goal early in the second half made a big difference, because we knew that if we get one, we'd have the momentum.
Jake, you've just mentioned it there that Notts County would tire. The girls that are on the pitch today looked mega, mega like energetic the whole way through the 90 minutes. Is that something that you've worked on and sort of prioritised alongside, obviously, the tactics?
Yeah, we have to. And it's part of our tactics as well. We try and press teams high and aggressively. And today, actually, we didn't press as high as we normally would, because we wanted to encourage them to play out from the back a little more. But in terms of what we ask of the midfielders and their out of possession game and the fullbacks, we ask for a lot. So we need players to be physically ready for that. And again, that's where the big squad comes in as well. But we knew that Poppy lasted 80 minutes, for example, but we said to her at halftime, we'd rather 70, 80 really, really good minutes out of Poppy than coasting through maybe those last 20. And she was done after 80, but that's what we want from her. And then we've got the quality and the fresh legs to bring off the bench to finish off the game like we did to create that fourth goal. So, it's something that we pride ourselves on and something that we want to be to play the way that we want to play.
Yeah, that was definitely something last season as well, wasn't it? Is that it constantly felt like, and obviously the social media interaction is a totally different thing, but it felt like every week in that sort of August to November time, it was like Posh are down, they're losing. And then all of a sudden it's like 90 plus four, we're scoring late goals. Is that something that you think that we can continue doing this year when it going gets tough? Like I will say it, I don't expect you to. There's a target on our head this season, I think, because people would probably see us as the strongest team in the division. That naturally means that they're going to do the sitting back, doesn't it? So do you hope that they can just continue going when it's wet, when it's damp, when it's hot, like last week against Birmingham? Is that the hope, that they just don't lose faith?
Yeah, I think we've driven that into the players, that we trust the way that we play and that we stick to our processes and we know that the bench will add to that as well and make us better as the game progresses. And yeah, hopefully not as many last minute winners and nervy finishes as last year. Hopefully we can put games to bed a little bit earlier than we did. And actually, those games where we did win late on last year, quite often there were games that we just didn't put to bed early enough. We had the chances, and that's something that we want to improve this year. It's certainly something that trust and belief in the way we play and continuing to do the right things. And I think the style of play and the intensity that we play at is one which we play at a higher intensity than perhaps some of the teams at the bottom end of the league, and they can't live with that for 90 minutes. And that's something that we pride ourselves on as well.
Jake, I've been really impressed with the signing of Jess Russo. She seems to just score for absolute fun. I know she got injured today. How did that signing come about? Because she's based in Leeds, isn't she?
She's actually based in Lincoln. So she was at Lincoln a few years back now, and she's played at Leeds for the past 2 or 3 years, I think. So Jess is somebody that's been on our radar for a while, to be honest, since my Huddersfield days as well. Obviously, when she was at Leeds, that she was somebody that we were very much interested in there. And she's exactly that. She's a different striking option to what we already have in the squad, and we wanted that variety and that competition as well. LMA Bale, who came through, is another one of these examples of coming through the youth teams at Peterborough, was brilliant for us last year, but Ella's gone on to America, so that opened up that need for a second and another striker. And we wanted somebody that had pace, that could run in beyond, but also has the quality to drop in and get on the ball in spaces and look after the ball as well and link play. And Jess ticks all those boxes, and she scored lots of goals at this level. So it didn't quite fall for her today. She made some good movements and picked up the ball in good areas, and perhaps couldn't quite get a final shot off at times. But Jess will score a lot of goals for us this season. We're hoping she's okay from a little knock at the end there. She seems to be okay, but really pleased to bring Jess in. And I think we'll see a lot of success from her this year.
Jake, one of the things that I noticed today and have noticed throughout pre-season is that the physicality of the contact when player on player is happening. It seems to be a lot more physical than in the men's game, I would say. Do you think that the refs do enough to protect the situation, if that makes sense? Like, I think today that there was definitely probably one or two fouls that went missed, and naturally the foul on Jess, that was a stonewall penalty for me. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, honestly, I think there's a real mixture at this level. We've seen some really good quality refs, and I agree. I think today there was a few moments, particularly in the second half, where maybe they let a lot go. There was a few late tackles, which I don't mind the consistency of letting a game play, and I think that's a good way of refereeing a game. But I think when it borders on, there was a few maybe late dangerous tackles in there, which, not with any malice, but they were a little bit late, and yeah, that was a bit of a frustration today. But yeah, to be honest, it's a real mixture. We see some real good experience or young referees, and it is a level in which there's lots of referees and young referees given experience as well. So we've seen a real mixture over the years, but obviously we can only focus on us and control what we can control. So as much as obviously the first priority is protecting our players in those instances, but we try and control what we can.
Jake, I think we're probably nearly there or thereabouts. I'm just thinking about the goals for the season, and without putting a title on it, you talk about the youth players, and we do have a young team, I would say, looking at the players that take on, and I think about Lauren Wilshaw, Eden Oscar, obviously Rebecca Mears came on today as well. How much progression do you think that there is within the squad that actually this is just the start of where they're at?
Yeah, I think that one of the most successful things we did this summer was retain a lot of the players that we either brought in last year or retained from last year. And you're right, I think there's a good balance there. Obviously, we've got the likes of Kaylee Hines and Emily Sharp in their early 30s, and then we've got players in their kind of mid-20s. And I think the kind of peak age and experienced age within the women's game probably looks a little bit different to the men's game. You don't necessarily see as many players playing late into their 30s or mid-30s. So I guess like a peak is probably more around 24, 25. And we've got a number of players at that age. We've got some players older. We've obviously got some of those younger players. But even Lauren has got 3-4 years of experience at this level under her belt. Eden's now probably played 20 games. Rebecca's obviously a little bit newer to first team environment, but I think we're really pleased with the work that we've done. We filled a few gaps that we felt we needed to fill in the squad. I think we've only signed five players this summer, but a good mixture of some of those senior experienced players, but some real young, exciting, fresh young talent as well.
Jake, the next game is on Tuesday night against Norwich. This episode will be out after the game's happened, so obviously we can't talk about the result. How important are cup competitions this season to Posh Women, and what are the expectations? Are you wanting a cup run in any of them?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think first and foremost, we want to win games of football. We're never going to go into any game not wanting to win it, and I think good habits occur through winning games of football as well. It's not ideal playing on a Tuesday night, I can't lie, especially away at Norwich, and we've got girls travelling from Leicester and Loughborough and Nottingham, and it's, including myself, it's a 3-hour journey, so not ideal when everyone's had a day at work as well. First and foremost, the new format in the Women's League Cup, I think, is a really positive one. With the small divisions in the Women's National League, and you only play 22 league games, so I think it's good to have that group stage and those extra games, and it's a good opportunity, certainly with our bigger squad, to use other players and to give them their opportunity while still trying to put out a really strong team. Norwich is an interesting game because they've changed their program as such in the last over this summer, so they've offered players full time professional contracts. They've got a full-time head coach. We'll wait and see what that looks like. They've won as well today. I know Andy, their coach, really well. He's worked at some top clubs in the Women's National League and been really successful. So, I think back to the cup question. Whilst, of course, the League Cup, we want to be successful and get into good habits of winning games, the league is certainly the priority. Obviously, the Women's FA Cup comes with different priorities. Maybe the financial opportunity is massive in the competition, and obviously the lure of going and playing a Super League team or some of these big professional teams is there. But certainly this stage of the season, we'll be looking at getting good minutes into players whilst also trying to continue some of the good habits and form that we've built from today.
And then, Jake, just the final thing, obviously, we're going to probably put this out Thursday, we think. First home game this coming weekend against Lincoln United. We are going to push as hard as we can to get as many people down there, because the women's team do provide us with lots of excitement. And I've enjoyed pre-season. I enjoyed today as well. Is there anything that you'd like to put out there for people just to hopefully try and reel them in?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's a really friendly, family-friendly atmosphere down at Peterborough Sport. And obviously, we're back in Peterborough now, which should be a massive boost for the club and for us. It's a good venue down there as well. And while the weather's still good, and we're playing some exciting attacking football in a really competitive league this year. Obviously, Lincoln are a local rival as well. So, it's a really exciting game. And I think if we can really build that supporter base, and I think the relationship between the players and the fans, particularly the young fans, has always been a really, really positive one at Posh, and a really inspirational environment for young girls and young boys to come and meet the players. And that barrier between the players and the fans is a lot smaller one, both metaphorically and physically. So hopefully we see lots of young fans down there and families and really get involved in Posh Women this year.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Jake. Thanks for your time on this Sunday evening. We do massively appreciate it. Hopefully Tuesday night goes well for you, or Tuesday night will have gone well. And then obviously Sunday, I know that myself, I'll be there with Shannon Imogen. Lods, I'm sure you'll be there as well. But like I say, thank you, Jake. I'm not sure if you've ever listened to an Up the Poshcast episode, but we do always sign off with an Up the Poshcast. So I'll go, Lods, we'll go. And then if you don't mind just finishing us off with an Up the Poshcast, that would be fantastic. Up the Poshcast.
Up the Poshcast.
Up the Poshcast.